think the key message from the report is that we need to continue to invest in JESH, which makes a real difference and ensures the students actually get intervention and additional educational supports early on in their learning life. And the key results from the report shows that there's a real increase both in rural areas and urban areas of students who benefited from JESH schools actually continuing on and staying in school until leaving CERT. I also do believe that we do need to see more emphasis and coordination and prioritisation given to the scheme by the Department of Education, because I know of a number of schools in Donegal alone, for example, who have been availing of the school meals programme under JESH, but have had to discontinue it for the rest of this academic year because the funding hasn't been coming forward to allow them to complete the year. And I think it's important that we see additional investment made, and that this report wouldn't be used in any way by the department to reduce the funding for rural JESH schools.
You've also made the point that there are, in your view, a number of schools in Donegal which would qualify for JESH, should have JESH, but don't, and that's partly down to the fact that there's been no new entrants into the scheme now for almost 10 years.
Very much so. There's a number of schools across Donegal who really should qualify for JESH now, but because it's been closed to new entrants, haven't been able to actually get into the scheme. So I think it's important that the scheme be opened up. It has been shown to be effective, and there's no reason why schools that should be benefiting from it aren't allowed into it, and it's now important to see it actually expanded. I think there's lessons there for all schools, and that it proves the point that if you invest in education, it does improve educational outcomes, and particularly at primary level, it can make a real and sustained difference.